It's the sound of heavy-duty vehicle parts rolling off the production line. And if you believe the people who work here, this is also the sound of Greece itself getting into gear. Because at the Namco car plant just outside Thessaloniki, they've decided to triple production this year. And the company's irrepressible manager, Petros Kontogouris, insists it's a sign that the Greek economy is finally on the move again.
Things were really bad 2 years ago, and things are much better now. We have started the reforms, which are very important for Greece, and we think this year will be a very nice year.
There is an election coming in Greece. What are you hoping will happen?
We would like very much to continue the reforms which are necessary for Greece, because we are now on the bottom. We don't have anything else than to go up.
I heard that same message, more of the same please, when I visited one of Thessaloniki's more plush hotels. Tourism is growing in this region right now, and the president of the local hoteliers association is another who believes that the Greek economy is turning a corner with the current government, led by the conservative New Democracy Party. That government has cut public spending, raised taxes, and most controversially, it laid off several hundred thousand people working in the country's public sector. Aristoteles Thermopoulos acknowledges these austerity measures have been painful, but this is no time, he says, for a U-turn.
This is the big risk for our country, that we will have steps to move us back in the old years. Nobody productively thinking in this country, and we don't deserve to be a country with the habits that we had in the past. This is the big danger of this Sunday election.
Well, these are the people that represent that danger as far as Greek conservatives are concerned. The radical left-wing party, Syriza, has brought its election campaign to Thessaloniki with a huge rally in a local sports stadium. The supporters who've turned up here have been told that if Syriza's elected, they'll get rid of all those austerity measures introduced by the current Greek government. Syriza say they'll re-employ all those laid-off public sector workers and increase the minimum wage. They'll give free electricity to people who can't afford it and extract huge tax contributions from rich people who can. Syriza are currently favourites to come out on top in next week's election. And listening to the supporters here, well, you can understand what the appeal is.
We do support Syriza because we think it's the only way to get away from this difficult situation of the austerity. Austerity is never necessary, neither for Greeks nor for any other country in the world.
Syriza is making a lot of promises for all the things it will do if it gets into power.
We do believe the promises. There's no other way.
Why do you support Syriza?
Because it's the only hope at this time. The only hope.
Syriza make a lot of promises, all these things they're going to do. Can they afford it, do you think?
Of course, yes. I think so. I'm sure.
The star turn of the evening was Syriza's charismatic leader, Alexander Tsipras. Tsipras is currently public enemy number one for officials of the European Commission, because it was the Commission and the IMF which demanded austerity measures from Greece in the first place, in return for bailout loans. Tsipras says that if Syriza comes to power, the European Commission can whistle for its money. They'll refuse to pay all of it and demand a renegotiation. One of the party's local candidates in Thessaloniki, Kostas Ambadjus, insisted to me this was a matter of justice, but also necessity.
We cannot pay all the debt. We say, as Syriza, that we need to cut the amount of debt that it's less than 50%.
You're refusing to pay half the debt that you owe.
We say that the debt is not sustainable. This can't go on. We need growth. We need a change. We cannot wait solutions from the old parties. For the corrupted parties, we want to end the corruption and tax evasion from the old parties. Only Syriza can assure that.
The irony is that many of the radical changes Syriza wants already happened here in Thessaloniki, but at a local level. Here at the City Hall, a new mayor came to power 5 years ago, a technocrat, not political party aligned. And the first thing he did was to hand over the financial books to external auditors. It turned out that tens of millions of euros had gone missing. And eventually the previous mayor was sent to prison for embezzlement. Since then, the new kids on the block here have tried to crack down on local tax evasion.
And they've got rid of some of the more absurd inefficiencies in council spending. So I asked the deputy mayor here, Hasdai Kapon, if the same improvements could be made at a national level in Greece, if the right party won power in the election.
The chances are nil because both main parties, Syriza and New Democracy, promise things. They promise almost everything. They keep saying that they will do reforms. They don't name these reforms, because if they name the reforms, some people will be hurted, so they don't want to name.
Doesn't sound like you're very impressed with this election campaign, I mean with any of the parties taking part.
I'm extremely disappointed, because we don't face the problems once again. Politicians don't think too much of what's best for the country. They think what's best for their own party. I don't think we're going to have a government that is going to be willing to collect taxes. I hope this will change, but I think it's going to take some more time.
And meanwhile, on the receiving end of such chronic problems are people like Apostolos Polyzonis, who met me one evening in a Thessaloniki bar. Apostolos won fame in Greece 4 years ago when he set himself on fire outside a bank to protest against the country's financial iniquities. So I was expecting to meet someone, perhaps rather crazed-looking. Certainly not the twinkly-eyed man who shared his thoughts with me over a drink and a saucer full of peanuts. Apostolos isn't crazy. He doesn't even seem too angry these days, just beaten down by a system that's left so many out of work, out of luck, and bereft of any belief that things will change.
My wife and me are unemployed for a very, very long time. The austerity measures is going higher, and I believe that everything is going worse and worse day by the day, month by the month.
What some commentators say is that, yes, the situation in Greece remains dire, unemployment remains high, but that things are slowly getting better.
Nothing is coming better. My son, he works in Germany. He is obliged to send us money to support us to survive. And I lost even the self-respect I had, because this is not the correct position of a parent to ask of his children money to survive. I don't have a serious hope